Governor Dineh Chakor, who was nominated by the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, says he will talk to armed youth from Bor and Nuer communities to ensure that they end the fighting in the Greater Pibor administrative area.
Right away, I'm going to be making some calls and trying to talk to the youth leaders and the groups and trying to ask them to come back. And so, you know, the Nuer youth, the Bor youth, they have home that they left from. And they have village chief, they have sub-chief, you know, that you talk to them even when they are there. You know, there are this satellite phone call that they're talking to people even here and here. They talk to people from there. And so, you know, I'm going to add my voice to the calling them to come back. I'm sure they will come back.
Once the youth have returned to their home villages, Chakor says his administration will begin engaging them in an approach which he says will be different from those of previous governors and administrators.
I want to make sure that I engage the youth themselves. I'm sure that we'll bring them to the table where they can also engage with the youth that they are fighting on the other side. So that, you know, you never know. They might surprise us. They might have some demand that we're not meeting, that we have not been meeting. And so it would be better for us to hear and then bring it all the way up to the politicians.
While engaging youth from all sides involved in the intercommunal fighting in peaceful dialogue, Chakor says it will also strengthen the rule of law to make sure Jonglei State citizens are protected.
We have to work together with all our law enforcements, all our security organs, all of them must make sure that their number one priority is to protect the citizens of Jonglei State. The police, the national security, the army is also there for them. And I believe that we will have honest discussion and see exactly, you know, where our security can come in and actually, you know, protects innocent life.
Governor Chakor has also pledged to fight government corruption, which he says robs state resources, leaving security forces without the resources they need to do their work.
Whatever little resources that goes back to Jonglei must be used in the way that it goes to where it's supposed to be. And it goes in the way that actually prioritize peace, prioritize prosperity, making sure that we have food at the table for our citizens.
It is only when there is food for all citizens that peace and security will be achieved in Jonglei State, said Chakor. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.